And joining me in the KRVS studios now are Dean Gordon Brooks, who is Dean of the College of the Arts here at UL Lafayette, and Michael McClure, who's the Associate Dean of Arts here at UL Lafayette, here to talk about the College of the Arts Festival of the Arts, which started today on campus and runs throughout the week with a variety of activities, lectures, exhibits, and wonderful technological creations. And, of course, you're giving your Spark Lifetime Achievement Awards during the week as well. So, Gordon, maybe address for us the whole concept behind this Festival of the Arts.
Right. Thank you, Judith, for having us. We're always happy to come and talk about the college, of course, but especially the Festival of the Arts. It's a wonderful event or series of events. In fact, we counted them up yesterday, and there are 20 separate events over the next week and a half. And they basically showcase our students and our faculty and the program's work through the university. One of the things that we have been focused on for a few years is being connected to this is giving our Lifetime Achievement Awards. It's called the Spark Lifetime Achievement. As you know, Spark is our annual fund for the College of the Arts, and we're so dependent now on non-state revenues for our basic operations. In fact, the Spark annual fund is very important. And so this is an event which is kind of sponsored by Spark, but it also is a way that we can use to honor people who have gone before us, who have our alums or somehow connected to our university or our region. And we've been giving this award now for about 7 years. First award, we were reviewing in history of that today with Elmer Morgan Jr., the painter and faculty, mm-hmm. retired faculty from the university. But, you know, other luminaries, George Rodrigue 1 year, Michael Doucette and the Beausoleil, many others. Ray McIntyre last year, the animator. This year we have two fantastic alums, internationally known alums, Dickie Landry and Keith Saunier. We'll let Michael talk about them if you don't mind.
Well, and you know, I think we need to make the point. I find it fascinating every year to hear who you're giving the award to. And some are very familiar to us, like Michael Doucet, of mm-hmm. course, and Elmore Morgan. But many others have gone away and become internationally recognized for their work. And it's fascinating for us here to hear their names, to hear when they graduated, what they've done since then, to see where their talents and their training here at the university has taken them. Just fascinating. And so we thank you all for keeping that in our minds about the long history of the College of the Arts here at the university and really what it's produced, what it's sent out into the world.
By the way, I want to mention one of the honorees. Before we actually had the Spark Lifetime Achievement Award, we did have an awards program, but it wasn't called that because we didn't have the Spark Annual Fund. But one of our former alums named Mark Bro was a choreographer and dancer. And he passed away a couple of years ago, and the American Dance Society is this year honoring him in L.A. Next month, he and his wife Dee Dee, because of their long work with Disney and the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Sound of Music,
Mary Poppins,
and Mary Poppins, all those movies, plus a lot of other television. So it occurred to me that if you go through that book, that history, 100-year book, you will find one of the early photographs is a dance performance. Mm-hmm. We've been teaching dance at this university and the arts the whole history of the university.
Well, we all know those Isadora Duncan photographs and where Cypress Lake is now, coming from the 20s, I think. So, yes, a very long history of teaching dance and painting and other arts and theater, of course, obviously. Burke Hall built in the 30s, very, very integral part of the university. And just hearing about these alums and knowing how they've made their mark in the world is of great benefit to all of us. And so we're glad you have those awards, and we're glad to have the chance to give back to this Spark Fund as well. So, Michael, tell us about these awards and in particular, the two who will be honored this year.
Sure, Judith. This year, we are giving away two, and we often get the question, why two this year?
So much talent.
So much talent. but these two gentlemen are closely tied. They met each other here at UL. Dickie Landry, who is probably a lot of you know him because he's since moved back home, even though he travels all over the world still, but he You can hear him often playing a saxophone with different bands. He's very well known as a musician around the world. And his good friend Keith Saunier, they've worked together for many years. Keith is a visual artist who left Louisiana back in the 60s and went to New York. And we saw some pictures today in Dickey's lecture of what was happening in Soho in the 1960s. And amazing how many Louisiana people were there. Certainly both Dickey and Keith were there, and they helped change the way we think about what art is. They were redefining what sculpture might be and how light can be an installation. And Keith was one of those members.
I believe he said that the seven of the 10 original members of Philip Glass Ensemble were Louisianans.
Yeah, amazing. That's right. That's what Keith said today.
I couldn't believe that. Right.
Those waves of people from Louisiana, because it's kind of continued there. Every once in a while, there's this wave of graduates who go up there to New York make their mark and often return back here like Dickey.
That's right, like Dickey has.
Mm-hmm. So, and you mentioned that obviously we know Dickey Landry is a musician, but he is also a visual artist. There's an exhibit of his photographs right now at the Art Museum.
That's right. Dickey Landry's New York, and it's his photographs from that time period, from the late 60s to early 70s, of Keith Saunier, but also a lot of other names that anyone who studied contemporary art would know, Gordon Matta-Clark and Rauschenberg and all these characters, and just before we knew their names and they were inventing what contemporary art would be. Mm-hmm. There's some really wonderful photographs there.
In fact, you go and it's almost like a history lesson of the 20th century art. I mean, that was the cauldron of new ideas and new art, and it was performance art. It was, you know, fine art. It was everything, all mixed.
But that says a lot about the sophistication of the program here in the 60s as well. They didn't just head up there naively, just kind of hoping to wander around. They received a really very sophisticated grounding in the arts of all kinds, theater, music, visual arts, and went up there and immediately became involved with some of these names.
Right.
So that speaks a lot to the arts program here at the university and the history of the quality of the arts program. Mm-hmm. So that's a wonderful thing to bring that out with these awards for them. So there will be two separate award ceremonies. Each will be given their own evening. I believe Dickey will be honored at the Art Museum, the Hilliard.
That's right. Tomorrow night from 5 to 7, we're having there was already an opening for the show at the University Art Museum a couple of weeks ago because there's Dickey's show, and Keith also has a couple of pieces upstairs. But tomorrow at between 5 and 7, there'll be a reception at the University Art Museum, where anyone who wants to come can see these wonderful photographs, and we'll be giving Dickey his award then.
And it's a free program, open to the public.
It's open to the public, mm-hmm. and it's free. And upstairs, as he said, Keith Saunier's work, there are three pieces there. There's a neon installation piece, which is a signature piece of his, with parts and pieces from it's not a duck blind tree.
It is a duck blind.
Oh, a duck blind. Yeah.
No, it may be a porta potty.
No, but yeah, a Mardi Gras porta potty. But it was a duck blind. I mean, but you know, a tree stand. You know, kind. Mm-hmm. He incorporated the Louisiana kind of ideas in his art, even though it's very contemporary, cutting edge, light art, neon art, and installation art. And then there's a couple of other pieces too that are really, really nice pieces.
So I can see why Keith Saunier would be getting the Tech Award, be honored at the Tech program Art Tech Fusion at the ACA. So he's been interested in that for quite a while, technology and art.
That's right. I mean, he when he first moved to New York, he was interested in how to make art out of other objects. And one thing he came across that he later developed and became known for was neon. Then neon in video and its early stages in film. Mostly, Keith is known for being an experimenter and changing the way we think about things. And Art Tech Fusion is really a way for us to showcase a lot of the experimentation that's happening here at the college and across the campus. This year we've got performances from every discipline within the College of the Arts, but also from the sciences and English, sociology. And it really, it's it, the name says it's art tech fusion. It's art, technology fused together, and see how those two resonate with each other. And I do think that it's fitting that Keith would get his award during the art tech fusion or at the end of it.
So on Friday, there will be a performance and exhibit space at the Acadiana Center for the Arts showcasing all of these various student works?
Yeah, it starts at 6:30 at the ACA, and we'll have a reception for about an hour. And in the lobby of the ACA, we'll have food and drink, but there will also be a number of installation pieces, sound installation and video, and interactive computer installations. And then at 7:30, we'll all go into the theater, and that's when the program starts. And we have about six different short programs ranging from experimental theater, a mixture of dance, animation, and premieres of new music, to more like TED Talks. We have a couple of talks, talks about big data and what big data may mean to us and virtual reality. So it's really going to be a wide-ranging and wonderful experimental. How do art and technology, it's more asking the question, how do art and technology come together?
Informatics and the canvas.
Yeah.
So that'll be a fascinating evening. Do you need to buy a ticket for Art Tech Fusion, or is it open to the public?
You can come and buy a ticket at the door. It's $5 for a student ticket. Okay. It's $10 for a faculty and $20 for the general public. Still a great bargain
for
to see cutting edge
right.
art.
That's right.
Performance art and talks.
Mm-hmm. And Keith Saunier will be there?
Keith will be
receiving
there.
Receiving his award.
The end of the program will be a short video about his work and his life, and then he'll receive the award.
Okay. So the two Spark Lifetime Achievement awardees will be Keith Saunier and Dickie Landry, both great French Louisiana names, both graduates here at UL Lafayette from the College of the Arts in the 60s. Both of them came out of that program and ended up in New York. Dickie will be honored on Thursday, and Keith will be honored on Friday.
That's right.
So this is sort of mid-festival, though. There's a lot going on in addition to the Spark Lifetime Achievement Awards. It started today. You had a couple events that happened today.
That's right.
So maybe we can walk people through the Festival of the Arts and let them know what they can see, hear, and do during this festival.
Well, the first event that kicked it off was this morning, Kurt Culberson from Design Workshop in Austin, Texas, who's an LSU grad landscape architect who's now a PhD candidate. And he is the CEO of this corporation that does design on a large scale, landscape and urban scale. He is also the project leader for the Central Park at the Horse Farm contract.
They were awarded that contract.
And so Kurt's been coming back and forth to work on that with their board for Central Park. And so it was good to have him talk and come and meet our students and our faculty. He gave a very interesting talk this morning about some of the social responsibilities that we have and how to engage the public, because this has been a real it's one of their claim to fames, really, and they've really put a lot of emphasis on engaging the public to help them make decisions that are economical, that are high design, but also are socially correct. As he said this morning, we kind of know how to do the environment stuff now. We really know how to do that. It's still a challenge to get everybody to do it, but we know a lot now.
And to make it ultimately pleasing to everyone
yes.
in the community.
And we know how to build buildings economically and modify the landscape economically. The next big piece, he said, was getting it right socially, so that we have equality, not equal all the way across, but justice, social justice, really, in our architecture and in our design. And that's a great thing for our students to know, because we emphasize that in our architecture and design programs, with our design build, our Beausoleil House, all of that, the community design workshop. Our resilient studio, coastal resilient studio, we just have a lot of emphasis on that, and we do a lot of community outreach and a lot of community engagement. So it was really good and authenticating for the students and the faculty here that here's a very successful firm that has made its mark by doing just that.
Right. Really, what he's talking about is at the heart, at the core of what the School of Art and Architecture does and that you all have been involved with as well. Now, I believe there are some other people from Louisiana in that firm also, and I know that they have been very instrumental in helping to get this work going here.
Yeah, he's from Baton Rouge, mm-hmm. Baton Rouge, mm-hmm. yeah, originally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so that... Now, are a number of – do you cover all of the departments in the College of the Arts during this Festival of the Arts? Are they all involved?
Yeah, mm-hmm. you'll see representation of, okay. of all the different departments. And I don't think we'll have time today to go through the whole schedule. So if Maybe anyone's interested, you should go to arts.louisiana.edu and or follow us on Facebook. Just look up UL College of the Arts on Facebook and see the whole schedule. But we have we have a Chekhov play being performed called Cherry Orchard.
That opens tomorrow evening. We had the director in here mm-hmm. yesterday. Okay. He was talking yeah. about it.
Mm-hmm. A very interesting take on the classic opera Die Fledermaus set in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a number of more lectures. Keith Saunier is going to speak tomorrow. We have lectures by James Garland, who's a designer of fountains, internationally known, also a graduate of our programs. We have a fashion show on Monday where the freshman design students make their fashion. They're learning how to design things. One thing they do is they make fashion. That's always very popular. That's at the ACA. Drew Patton, who is a partner of a firm over in Houston, a very well-known firm, who's also interested in environmental but also social justice through design. He'll be speaking. Just really too much to – it goes on and on.
Yes. So college, you can go to – there are two websites. People can go to ularts.com.
That's right.
Or one of the university websites, arts.louisiana.edu.
Yeah.
So there's a complete listing of programs. You did mention that tomorrow Keith Saunier will be giving a talk. What time right. is that tomorrow?
That's at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
No, I believe I'm – is that tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
11 o'clock tomorrow at Fletcher Hall, room 134.
There's so much, you know,
yes.
we get mixed up.
Yes.
I made the schedule. I can't even remember it.
Well, like you said, there's well over 20 events going yeah. on. So as we're talking, it is a good idea to either jot it down that you're going to go to one of those sites and get the poster. You can download the poster
right.
or just take a look at the schedule on one of those sites as well. But just to give people a thought about what's happening tomorrow. So his lecture is during the day. And then, as we mentioned, tomorrow afternoon, well, late afternoon, evening, the award will be given at the University Art Museum to Dickie Landry
right.
tomorrow.
And then the Chekhov play begins at 7:30.
Yes,
at
that
Burke.
Opens in Burke Theater. Mm-hmm. And again, just to really encourage people to attend a play in that beautiful little theater. Mm-hmm. It's just an exquisite theater and something that has been a part of the arts program at UL since the late 30s when Burke Hall opened.
Excellent.
And beautiful theater. They really honored the structure from that time period and they've made it more intense and usable in there. So that's all tomorrow. And then on Friday, you have the program at the ACA, and it continues with the play as well. So you're really involving music and theater and design and architecture, all of the programs in the College mm-hmm. of the Arts, which right. is a huge college.
That's right. And the visual arts. Don't
and the visual.
The visual arts,
no, right? absolutely not. You know, you've got exhibits going on at the University Art Museum. Do you have other exhibits? Within the college,
that's what we have right now. Is mm-hmm. Dickie's and Keith Saunier's.
Okay,
at the University Art Museum, and we want to thank. I want to make sure we thank Lance Harris and Lee Gray for just stepping up and supporting the College of the Arts by putting these exhibits together for this festival and, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and for these Spark Awards. It's really yeah. wonderful to give an award, but it's even better to let the students and faculty really see some of the original work of the people that we're giving the awards to.
That's right. Extremely helpful. Yeah. And just in mentioning that the College of the Arts is a very large college here on campus, you all talked about the Spark Fund, which is very instrumental to the working of the college. Just address that for just a little bit, some of your needs in the college. With so many different kinds of students, art students, what are some of the needs of the college that become more and more crucial each year?
Well, the fundamental thing we do with the Spark Fund is to fund scholarships. We have five Dean's Scholars that we designate each fall for the, an award in the spring. We also sponsor student travel for the organizations to travel to their conferences and so forth.
Like the professional organizations designers, architects.
That's right. And then we also professional development of faculty who go to conferences. And with the, you know, the universities had tight budgets, as you might, as you know. And one of the things that has been really cut has been travel. And travel is so important for our student groups and our faculty groups to go. And so this helps make up the difference so that we have to raise money to do that. And then we haven't had equipment allocations, you know, in 5 years either. So as equipment needs replacing or it needs repairing, we have to seek funds outside of our budgets to do that. And so this fund is useful for that too.
And I would imagine that becomes more and more crucial as technology becomes so much a part of art.
That's right.
The focus of Art Tech Fusion on Friday.
Right.
So what kinds of equipment are you talking about that is so crucial to some of these students? You mentioned animation. What other kinds of needs do they have?
Well, the software is changing yearly, mm-hmm, right? It's mm-hmm. always being updated. And in order for us to give our students the best education possible so they're ready to go out into the world and be vibrant artists or designers or musicians, we need to make sure we have that software up to date. So I think that's just – it's an ongoing mm-hmm. thing for all of us, and the arts are no different, that we're always upgrading and updating our hardware and our software to make sure that our students and our faculty have the most up-to-date, the most professional equipment they need.
That's right. As much as we would like to be nostalgic, you can't just do it with a ruler and a pencil anymore.
Well, students today, mm-hmm. unlike Gordon and I, have to do it the old way and the new way.
Both.
Right?
That's right.
Well, the pencils are the easy part, I guess. But you're right. All of the software and the equipment that all of them need in mm-hmm. all of these different departments within the College of the Arts.
Yeah.
And maybe you could list them. Tell us all those various departments that are under
well,
your...
Yes. Well, there's visual arts mm-hmm. and that has there are nine different concentrations, ranging from the traditional ones of painting and sculpture and drawing, all the way to the exotic ones of computer animation and media arts and so forth. There's also the School of Architecture and Design, which has architecture, interior design, and industrial design, sometimes called product design. And then we have the School of Music and Performing Arts with music, theater, and dance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty far-flung.
It is. That's a lot to keep track of. And I know that, Michael, one of your jobs is to deal with faculty development, mm-hmm. program development. Mm-hmm. And that must take a lot of creativity to be helping and accounting for all of those different art forms.
Well, it's wonderful dealing with all of our colleagues because mm-hmm. we are far-flung, but we have a number of things in common, right? Our jobs are to make the world a more beautiful place, a more meaningful place. To not just take part in culture, but to create the culture. So we have a lot in common, and I think it's exhilarating every day when we get to talk across these disciplines that sometimes people think are very different, but we're actually very similar.
That almost sounds like a mission statement. We just put that right there at the top.
Write that down.
Yes, exactly.
What did I say?
Well, you know, one of the things that is so fascinating, too, is when we come to work, Michael and I, we never know what we're going to run into because that's just the administrator's kind of role is to be present and almost a ministry of presence. But also we're dealing at one time – he's dealing with online education. We're trying to look at online degree programs in the college, new master's degree programs. We, you know, just created a new Bachelor of Science in Music with, you know, that all came out of discussions amongst the faculty, amongst professionals, and the dean's office and the directors of each of the departments. So that we're constantly in dialogue about what is now, what can be, what are the needs that students are looking for, what can we address, and what can we do with the resources we have, mm-hmm. and how can we extend those. So it's a really a wonderful place to work.
Well, I like the way you talk about your job as being continually present there, that you're always being responsive to the needs of students and faculty, their needs in a very changing world. But again, that goes back to that's really the tradition of the arts programs here at UL Lafayette, again, creating mm-hmm. such sophisticated students as far back as the 50s, even before with Mark Brough you were talking about, but the whole group going off to New York. They received very sophisticated training here and training that prepared them for the world, and you all are continuing to do that.
We know one of our former honorees was Joe Stewart, who's a set designer, who, by the way, is trying to bring Miss Universe contest to New Orleans, which he's so it would be so much fun to see that. He has designed that set for that production for a number of years. You know, he studied here, but he studied architecture and visual arts and art history.
I remember him talking about that, how wonderful this place was as far as its collaboration and the ability of students to study many things.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's exactly what you said. We've got a lot to offer, and a lot of our many of our students take advantage of those kind of cross-disciplinary things.
That's right. And the College of the Festival of the Arts, which you offer every year, is a great way for all of us to see what's happening, to participate in these programs. We are talking with Dean Gordon Brooks, who is Dean of the College of the Arts at UL Lafayette. Michael McClure is the Associate Dean of Arts, and they are here to talk about the Festival of the Arts, which started today and runs through next week with a variety of presentations, great award ceremonies that will give the Spark Lifetime Achievement Award to Dickie Landry tomorrow evening at the Hilliard, and then to Keith Saunier on Friday at Art Tech Fusion. They're both open. You can get tickets for Art Tech Fusion at the door at the ACA. And two websites, ularts.com and arts.louisiana.edu, are places you can go for a full listing of all of the events taking place. Well, thank you both. I know it's a lot of work in the middle of the semester when you have all the other work that you have to do being present for faculty and staff and the programs, but it's a great opportunity for all of us, and we certainly thank you both.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.